Watch, Democrats Say Yes to Every Transgender Demand. By Neil Munro on October 11, 2019. Democratic politicians agreed with almost every demand made by the audience of invited transgender and gay advocates at a Thursday town hall managed by the Human Rights Campaign and broadcast by CNN. Senator Elizabeth Warren promised her nominee to the Department of Education would have to earn the approval of a 9-year-old child who claimed to be transgender. The invited child, flanked by the mother, asked, "What are you doing to make sure that kids like me feel safer in schools? And what do you think schools need to do better to make sure that I don't have to worry about anything but my homework?" Warren responded, "So let me start by saying, I want to have a Secretary of Education who both believes in public education and believes in the value of every one of our kids, and is willing to enforce our civil rights laws." It turns out that when the Department of Education was set up many years ago, the Secretary of Education was given a whole lot of power over the public schools, and over the rules and how they're enforced. And we've had some Secretaries of Education who've been better. And we've had one that's been a whole lot worse. Her name is Betsy DeVos. And when I'm president, she'll be gone. And here's my plan, I'm going to find just the right Secretary of Education. But here's what I plan to do. I want to make sure that the person I think is the right Secretary of Education meets you and hears your story. And then I want you to tell me if you think that's the right person, and then we'll make the deal. Does that sound good? The Equality Act is essential, said New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, referring to the House-passed Equality Act, which would establish the transgender ideology as law, and so outlaw and stigmatize any recognition of the complementary differences of women and men. If we can get 5 Senate votes, we will pass the Equality Act the next day, said Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. We urgently need an Equality Act, said Mayor Pete Buttigieg. We would pass the Equality Act right off the bat, number one, said Joe Biden. The candidates promised to promote the status of gay and transgender people in K-12 schools, to roll back restrictions on blood donations, to appoint gay generals, and to subordinate national diplomacy to the goal of gay acceptance. I would, in fact, curtail aid, curtail foreign assistance to countries who, in fact, engage in this kind of anti-gay behavior, said Biden. The Pentagon must treat male soldiers as if they are women once they say they are transgender, said Buttigieg. The trans military ban is an outrage, that is dead wrong, I will put an end to that, he said. Religious rights must end when religion is being used as an excuse to harm other people, Buttigieg said. Religious-based opposition to gay status makes God smaller. It is an insult to faith to believe it can be used to hurt people in that way, he said. Religious groups must agree to arrange adoptions for gay couples, said Klobuchar. You have got to have agencies that follow the law. You have got to endorse adoptions for gay families, she said. Warren jeered at critics of single-sex marriage and transgenderism. One questioner asked her, "Senator, thank you for being here. Now, let's say you're on the campaign trail, and a supporter approaches you and says, 'Senator, I'm old-fashioned. And my faith teaches me that marriage is between one man and one woman.' What is your response?" "Well, I'm going to assume it's a guy who said that. I'm going to say, 'Just marry one woman. Assuming you can find one.'" A moment later, Warren declared her deep belief in charity towards other people. "It's about what I learned in the church I grew up. In first song I ever remember singing, there is yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves all the children in the world, that was the basis of the faith that I grew up in. And it truly is about the preciousness of each and every life. It is about the worth of every human being." Former California Attorney General, Kamala Harris, boasted of her refusal to defend California's marriage law in 2008 from advocates for single-sex marriage. Tom Steyer backed body-changing drugs for teenagers who say they are transgender. "All of that care should be available for all transgender youth," he said. "It has to be part of the public health care option I believe in. It is an absolute right, and this is a critical part of health care for these young people." Warren promised taxpayer funding for cosmetic surgery for people who want to live as members of the opposite sex. "I believe that everyone is entitled to medical care and medical care that they need, and that includes people who are transgender, who, it is the time for them to have gender-affirming surgery. I just think that's important and the appropriate medical care. CNN's announcers excluded any possible critics or skeptical questioners who might spotlight the political risks posed by the candidate's unreserved support for transgender ideology. That ideology would change women's status and rights, change education rules, and girls' sports. The only loud opposition came from several attendees who described themselves as Black transgender women, including one named Blossom. A second person rebuked one CNN announcer for a mispronouncing the person's name, saying, "It is violence to misgender or to alter the name of a trans person." A group interrupted the event to chant about Black trans lives. But Beto O'Rourke pushed the envelope. "Discrimination against people who are homosexual or transgender cannot be tolerated," he said. "There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone, any institution. That denies the human rights and full civil rights of every single one of us." He promised cheap anti-AIDS medicine, "We'll bring down that cost. We will take over that patent and make sure it is distributed to every person in America." Mental health professionals should not be allowed to guide adults or children who prefer to detransition from transgender status or to change homosexual feelings. Conversion therapy should be illegal, O'Rourke said. "As president, I will seek to outlaw it everywhere in this country. This is tantamount to torture, a torture we visit on children who are absolutely defenseless," he said. Beto also promised a new policy to counter the murder of Black transgender women, saying, "They will be the guide on this issue, they will direct our policy. Countering the murders is a matter of restoring the very fabric of America," he said.